Well, for this week's Africa Report, we are joined on the line by Dr. Mustafa Mehta, who's the head of Africa Desk at the Media Review Network and the Dean of the School of Languages at the Somali National University. Dr. Mustafa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Maulana. Good morning.
Give us a brief of what were the main campaign issues in the just ended elections in Somalia and who won?
Yeah, the elections have come and gone in Somalia now, and we have a new president. The issues that were, the campaign was centered around, were none other than the economy and peace and security. These were the main issues that, you know, the candidates, you know, were trying to put across. And it emerged that the former president, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, has come back. He won the elections. And transfer of power, a peaceful transfer of power happened right on Sunday in the night. Yeah, Monday morning, transfer of power was done peacefully.
What is it likely to usher in? Should there be reasonable expectations of change now?
Well, everyone is looking at that because from what I get, you know, from the Somalis on the ground, is that during his reign, this former president or President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, he put across programs that were very good for Somalia. And there was also a relative peace at that time, because what I get is that he is in favor of opening up, I think, dialogue to all Somalis, that they talk and try to bring about a peaceful, create a peaceful environment for themselves. So people are very optimistic now that he might pick up, you know, again and move the country forward.
News coming out of the war in Ukraine is that Africans are being enticed to go and fight for Ukraine as mercenaries. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, it's a pity, Maulana, that Africans are being, you know, used again to fight these senseless and useless wars that have got nothing to do with Africa. There are reports, of course, that we have picked coming, you know, in that there are Africans, you know, who have been spotted fighting alongside Ukrainian neo-Nazis inside Ukraine, fighting against the Russians. And I said, why do we need, you know, that? Why do Africans, you know, get involved into wars that do not help us? Wars that have got nothing. We get nothing out of that, you know, thing, except maybe you'll be paid if you come out alive. A few dollars and that's it. You risk your life. And I applaud the position that the current African chair, President Macky Sall of Senegal, has actually, you know, reprimanded the Ukrainian ambassador in Senegal when reports emerged that there were some Senegalese who were spotted in Ukraine. So he immediately wasted no time. He caught them and reprimanded them. That is the kind of leadership that we want. I suppose and hope that many African leaders will not tolerate this. And we call upon the African Union to really, you know, warn the people of Africa never, you know, to get involved in senseless wars that have got nothing to do with them, and they'll just end up, you know, being cannon and fodder, you know, used there and dying for nothing. So we don't want, you know, to lose our people in that way. We need all our human resources to focus in developing our continent.
In other words, then, Africans should not be taking any sides.
Yes, definitely. I think this war brings into relevance, you know, the non-aligned movement, you know, position. I think Africa should, you know, revive the non-aligned, you know, movement position that we, you know, it has always, you know, been in the past, even during the Cold War, the past Cold War. Of course, this is a new Cold War emerging, and it is already in rolling, you know, this new Cold War. So for Africa, really, we need to be non-aligned. We don't need, you know, to involve ourselves with, you know, with such kind of wars. We can't, you know, repeat what happened in the First World War, Second World War. Our great-grandfathers were taken to fight in these senseless wars. And when they came back, nothing. They were just given bronze medals, which are worth nothing, to show that they fought in the First and Second World War. And then monuments erected saying, "We fought for our queen and died for our queen." You see, but when they came back from that war, the people who were rewarded were their white counterparts, because those white counterparts who fought in those First and Second World War were rewarded by land being given to them. They were given vast tracts of land in Africa, in the colonies, where the very African soldiers who were fighting, who came out of the war only, you know, with a bronze medal, and many of them died for nothing. They went really to fight a war that they didn't even know. So it's the same, you know, what is going on in Ukraine. There is a lot behind that. Don't just be fooled of, you know, the democracy talk and, you know, this invasion, that invasion. It's just nonsense. They know, you know, why, you know, that war is going themselves. And we don't need to involve ourselves in them.
Absolutely. Dr. Mehta, as always, shukran for your time. Really appreciate it.
So thank you, Maulana. Salam.